Jessica.
This meeting is being recorded.
Sorry, there we go. Thank you, Darla, and thank you everyone for being here today. I'm Jessica. I am a compulsive overeater, a chaos creator. Something that's come up recently is a compulsive self-reliant to me. You know, like I can feel myself sometimes compulsively picking up my self-reliance like I would the food, and it's just really been resonating with me. I'm so grateful, Amy. Thank you for asking me to speak today on step 11. For me, this like spiritual space of this step is like just a huge payoff to this work. I, at the beginning, you know, I'm still fairly new in my recovery, almost 3 years in, and it's been such an evolution. And I think part of my chaos creating is I'm really great at coming up with like a rigid set of directions. You know, I can take directions pretty well and worship that set of directions. And so that's what step 11 was for me at the beginning. And I needed that, you know, I see it was useful. But today in this space, in this moment, step 11 feels like this lift to freedom. It's almost, it's less of a requirement and more of this beautiful gift that I get every morning to remember. It's a remembrance right now. Like I'm being taught just this beautiful experience of remembering what it was like before I got really scared. You know, what it was like before I thought I needed to pick myself up out of whatever was hard in my life. Like, what was that like? And it's a brand new journey for me. So I'm glad to be here with you all reflecting on that, because I think it's something I sharing in meetings, I still get really nervous. But I see it as such a spiritual experience in and of itself, because it forces me to sit here and have God come through me and speak about what has happened to me. You know, like nothing I've done. I show up in the morning, I sit in the middle in nighttime, but something happens to me in this step. And the work leading up to it is all necessary for me to be opened up, for this power to come through me. So I've been making use of it recently, like really using it. And I love that, how I think it's in We Agnostics, it says, you know, pay attention to what spiritual people are using and make use of that, you know, what's working. And this is that for me. Just the beginning of this step, I sought through, is just hits me right now. Like I'm seeking through my story, and prayer and meditation opens that up for me so that I can figure out how to stay in this third step decision to turn my will and my life over to God. I really feel like I was reading today and thinking these third, what we, I have called, heard, been taught the third step promises. I feel that in this step 11, like I'm remembering that when I sincerely take this position of seeking God through prayer and meditation, improving this conscious contact of God, that all sorts of remarkable things happen. And it all intertwines now for me, just from these great teachers I have been gifted with. It all is connected. But I wake up, like this morning it happened, you know, I remembered I was sharing here. It's a Monday and we've had a busy weekend. And without this beautiful gift of step 11, I lose my way. I, on my own power, lose my way pretty quickly. I mean, it can happen as soon as I open my eyes. You know, like if I'm relying on my mind to center my spirit, I mean, I can feel it now. I can really get worked up pretty quickly. And then this morning, I remember I have this gift. I have this space. I have this home where I can go wherever it is. And it doesn't, I don't know what it's going to look like every day, but I can go and I can sit there and have God remind me that I can be connected to infinite power and infinite love at any point in my day. And what I have seen recently is that I always have been. I don't have to go and search for it as much. You know, I don't have to like do all these things and make myself better so that I can be in conscious contact with God. I love how this step says improving conscious contact, which it shows me I've always had contact with God, yeah. You know, but now I'm just practicing this conscious.
Hey, help you.
I'll just stop until, thank you. It's reassuring, you know, because I used to think, oh, I've lost my way. I've lost God. I've got to get back. I even said that a couple weeks ago when I was struggling. I've got to get back. And it's like this remembering in this step of, no, God is here, always with me. I can just improve that consciousness of it, that acceptance of it. I love how this step too, for me, just kind of slows me down. You know, it's like this beautiful evolution of step 10, we've ceased fighting anything or anyone. And then I get to rest in this 11th step of God just showing me a new perspective of things. It's me and God. All throughout this step as I read it, like, you know, we turn our will and our life over to God. On awakening, let us, I think of it now as God and me. Like we are the us. And it's, I love how we are encouraged to personalize it too. Like, let us think about these 24 hours ahead. For me right now, it's like, I want to release this day to God. It's not as useful to me right now to sit and think about the 24 hours ahead. It's like, I really want to ask God to show me how I can release this day to God, release more of myself to God, release my plans and designs, you know, that I get to remember I am God's agent. I sit and I remember what I have learned here, who I am, who I am not, and that I have no idea how my day is supposed to go. Even that sentence right now in my step 11 has been the first thing I say. I actually have no idea how my day should go. You know, even in program, I thought I've got to do this. I've got to call this many people, you know, and I've tried to make really good plans that look really good on paper. And when they don't go that way, I think there's something wrong and I've got to fix it and figure out my way back. And just this release of, I don't know anything about how my day should go. I don't have to pull that off. This turning over my plans for the day, asking God to take care of my thinking. You know, I really need a lot of God right now to take care of my thinking, that I can trust God to do that. I can ask God to be present in all of this. It's like this internal experience with God that for me is my step 11. Like, how am I in relationship with God inside? And it gets me settled. You know, it's just, I remember, Jeff, you actually saying a few months ago or sometime that about waking up, and most people, you know, like my husband, when he wakes up, he needs a cup of coffee to get him going. And I remember you saying, we are one of the few groups that I need something to get me settled, like from the second I wake up. And this step 11 is like the antidote, the treatment to just my mode of living, you know, without this, I'm on coffee and I'm on self and I'm on this propulsion to do. And so having this gift here to just sit and settle and let God take care of me, it feels like just this peace that enters into me. And I love this, like under these conditions, under the conditions of God's power in me, that I can trust my life. I can trust my mind. I don't have to sit in the morning and set up conditions for how things are going to be. Under God's conditions, everything's okay. Even when things aren't going how it looks like it should. I really wanted to be, I thought I needed to be able to fix the conditions in my life. And this space where I'm seeking the consciousness of the presence of God in my life is the only condition I see now that I really need to pay attention to, because the rest of it just gets taken care of through this work. And this idea about facing indecision, facing self-doubt, you know, that I don't have to sit and figure it out anymore. This is a tool for me to ask God to help me. And then I get to let go. And I too can relax and take it easy because God is doing that through me. I'm connected to that. I tried to force myself to relax and take it easy for a long time. And then I would get down on myself when I couldn't relax like everybody else. Even though in my mind, you know, that sentence of like, there's nothing to worry about. Let it go. You're fine. All that is a tape, a story that goes on in my head. But seeing here, I need God to help me relax and take it easy. And that this is my path to that. And that I don't know what my version of relaxing and taking it easy looks like. You know, it's not going to look like everybody else's. I get to have God show me that, what it means for me to relax. You know, like not trying to pull that off on my own human aid. This step really strengthens my belief that I'm beyond human aid, my own. You know, I really saw how I tried to rely on other people to make me okay, but seeing even deeper how I rely on myself and my self-knowledge to make me okay, this step reminds me of that because it's just me and God. And I'm being taught now, like it's just one, actually. There's not even the and, maybe. I'm getting there. I'm opening to that. There's no separation here. And I love how this step, I have just witnessed the creative inspiration of God, I think. Because, again, at the beginning, it was very structured and a discipline. And that was useful to me to set up to where I am now for God to show me what this step 11 is going to look like for me in this moment. You know, a couple weeks ago, I was really just in a tough place. And I was thinking, oh, I'm not doing my step 11, you know, but now looking back, I see it was there. That practice was there. It's part of me now. It didn't look like how I thought it had to look like for me to get back. But now it's like, oh my gosh, that whole day I felt just in this step 11 nest of God that took care of me. And I didn't do anything. You know, like I really wasn't forcing these prayers and saying these things and sitting in meditation. The whole day was this deep sinking meditation of just saying to God, I don't know. And yet you're here, you know, and it coming out of the other side of it, I see more proof of God because something carried me up. I didn't come up with this big plan. You know, I didn't come up with this like self-help kind of thing of do this and then you'll get this result. I just let God take care of me. And that it really feels like what step 11 is to me right now. Again, just this, like when we sincerely took such a position, and I had somebody read their third step decision to me, how they personalized it a few weeks ago. And that sentence in there just hit me like, have I sincerely taken such a position? And what position is that? And it's carried through here that am I sitting in a position that's like ready to go? You know, the hypervigilance on my own power, ready to push the panic button or the attack button or whatever it is, the eject button a lot of times for me, like upright, tray tables, you know, whatever, like buckled in, or is it this sincere position of God reliance? This reclining
5 minutes, Jessica.
Thank you, Darla. That flow of life and just knowing that whatever I need in this moment, God's going to provide for me. I don't have to have all of my tools around me anymore. You know, I don't have to have this like barrier of just in case things. I can sit in this position of God's support. And that's when the remarkable things happen. It's not up to me. I do think though, like the showing up, the work, the footwork, opening myself up to this consciousness, like that's where I'm seeking through. You know, that's where I'm asking only for the knowledge of God's will and the power to carry that out. I have to, it's almost like something keeping me going, you know, keeping me returning. The tools, our meetings, fellowship has been such a gift to me just to keep me here, but that I can relax when that is all happening. It happens. Like God brings me the people I need. You know, God gives me opportunities to show up and let God work through me. And then I get to rest in this step and just continue to see it. That's what it is. It's like now I'm able to see where God has been present all along. And I look for it now and I'm able to absorb it and I'm able to trust it. I'm able to trust that it's enough. There's a lot of this in my recovery of this fear of not having enough, not being enough, not enough time, you know, not enough recovery. And now it's like through this work, through this step, I can see there is enough and there's always more coming. And I don't have to pull it. I don't have to force it. I too can relax and take it easy. Yes. So it's pretty cool to sit and not try so hard and be scared and know it's just part of it all, you know, part of this spiritual experience of living awake, this on awakening, you know, like, am I awake and what am I awake to today? What am I going to experience today? And knowing that it's not up to me to interpret it, to fix it, to have an opinion about it. I just see this part of this program as the sweet spot of everything. You know, this is where I'm reminded that God is everything and that I too get to be a part of that, that I am a part of that. Just by being here, it's kind of like the unlearning and the remembering that no matter what's going on in here, God can settle me and it'll all be okay. So I think I'll wrap up there. Thank you. I hope that was useful and I can't wait to hear you all's thoughts.
Thanks so much, Jessica. So that was Jessica sharing with us her experience of step 11.